All right, the Bren Tower was 1,500 feet tall approximately, and they had an elevator that would run the full top to bottom. Right. That elevator had to have a big signal cable going to it. The cable was in two pieces. You come out of the control station, the cable went up the tower to the 750-foot point, and there was a junction box up there. And then the cable had to drop out of that and go to the elevator. Hmm. And then as the elevator went up and down, this piece of cable then would go up and down with it. I got the job of making up that cable. And Eric Spies was the engineer, my boss at that time.
Eric Spies,
and you got literature from him already, I think.
Okay, but just spell it for me. Do you remember
S-P-I-E-S-S.
How it's spelled?
S-P-I-E-S-S.
Thank you.
He was the engineer in charge, and he says, hey, we got a cable to make for this. And he told me some of the details, a junction box halfway up, and so on, and it was pretty much, okay, what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? Okay. So he handed it to me, and on my own. So what I did, I says, okay, the big cable reels are cabled about 6, 7, 8 foot in diameter and about that wide, and there's something like 800 feet or something length of cable on each one of them. Mm-hmm. I says, okay, I'm not going to terminate those two cables, you know, together at that halfway point up in that tower. Bring me the cables right here to my trailer and bring all four ends into the trailer. So they did, and inside that trailer, they gave me the junction box. It was a box about so high and so wide. Here's the box you're going to tie these, splice these cables together in. And okay, it was up to me, however I wanted to do it. And since I'd already made enough cables before and had done that type of work before, I didn't have any problem. So I laid out two terminal strips in there with different connectors on it for splice, where two coaxes would come together, and terminal strips with the screw terminals on them and all that bit. And I laid all of this big cable in there and fanned it all out and did whatever it had to do right there on the bench, right there in the trailer. Complete.
Yes.
All complete. It's okay. It's all done. And I called Eric and says, hey, I got this end all done. Okay. Take it apart. Took both cables completely out of the box. The trades came up to the trailer, rolled these ends back up on the big reels, and took them big reels out to Bren Tower then.
Wow.
And it turned out they reassembled this J-box up at that 750-foot level. We didn't have to do it. But originally, it was expected that we would do all of this at that spot halfway up the tower.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, no way are we going to do that up there, because at that height, the wind, you know, is blowing, and it's sand, and it's just not comfortable. And to have all the equipment that you would need necessary to make all those connections, the tools necessary.
Right.
If you drop one of them, forget it. So that's why my decision was, is we're going to do that right here in the trailer. And that's where it was done.
How clever.
So, and I probably did 99% of all that right there in the trailer myself.
Wow.
I didn't ask the other guys to do it. I figured because mostly what they would do, they would take new hires while they got their red badge yet, and I would get them in the trailer, which means their experience for most things was kind of on the lacking side in a lot of ways. I'm not trying to degrade people, but that's the way it was.
Yeah, yeah.
So I took it upon myself. I did probably, like I say, 90 or 99% of it by myself.